5. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name." Shaga, look at the next sentence there. That's why we share testimony. You catch that? God is not a secret doer that don't let them know. You get what I'm saying? He's not a magician or somebody who fabricated something in a room by magic. And then, you know, people spend money without source. Are you here? No, we spend holy money here. Hallelujah. Our money has is by means. Hallelujah. Yeah. Bible says he that make a gain and not by right is a fool. He will leave it in the midst of his days, and at the end he shall be a fool. Say not me. No, it's not money alone, but life. Hallelujah. There must be, you must understand what you are doing, otherwise you will not continue doing it. Because one day, things will stir up. Hallelujah. But we are doing what we have laid hold upon by Christ. Hallelujah. Now that's why we share testimony. Give God a hand clap. Make known. Hallelujah. So that others can have hope. Another reason why we share testimony. Well, you live here hopefully with hopeful in Jesus' name. Isaiah chapter 8. Let's go straight to the word of God. I just said that to encourage us because sometimes, you know, we are exasperated because testimony is taking long. You get what I'm saying? But it's not our church, right? It's not our house. You can only visit me. You can't tell me what to do in my house. Glory be to God. I'm not ashamed of the testimony of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. James, Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. You know, it shocks me how we don't want to leave every other place, but we want to leave church in a hurry. Can you imagine people go to all night mommy, all night party, and they switch off the light, and people will still be there. They will pay for it, right? But when it comes to church, oh, see, Satan is a bad man. My prayer is that he will meet you in church. When anything happens, Satan will meet you in church. Because God is a refuge. You'll be found with him. Hallelujah. Give God a hand clap. Give God a hand clap. That's not for lighthouse, you know. I'm just sharing it, you know. I'm just saying it for everybody in the neighborhood. Hallelujah. Because that's why we are here, right? So it could be meant for us. Oh, you think it's only us that hear what we are saying? Oh, don't think like that again. You haven't heard about cloud of witnesses? Bible says don't curse the king in your bedroom. Nobody is there, but the king hears it. Don't ever think you are not being heard. You are deceived. Are you here? So let's say it. They will hear it. Give God a hand clap. Hallelujah. All right. He says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, is because there is no light in them. We've dealt a long time with this month, talking about the light. Lighthouse, the most important light is the light in you. Are you here? You see, this light around you is not as helpful. Are you here? It's not as helpful because this light could be withdrawn. But when you have light in you, it will walk you through any darkness. Let's lift up our hands to God. Thank God for the word mommy shared, our sister shared, my sister shared while she was praying. God does not design that we come to his presence for nothing. I shared with you yesterday. For somebody to be fed, for there to be food, there must be food and appetite. Did you catch that? So if there is food and you don't have appetite, you will go hungry. If you have appetite and there is no food, you will go hungry. But for somebody to be well fed, there must be food and there must be appetite. And my prayer is that none of us will lack appetite. Let's lift up our hands to God and ask him to feed us. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 15. He said, I will appoint you pastors who shall feed you. Yeah. The chief of God's house is his pastor. He put them there. He appoints them there. He puts them there. He put his word there. Nobody speaks God's word. It's God speaking his word using everybody. Yeah. Father, Lord, we thank you. As you have said, cause us to pray. None of us will leave here like we came. In Jesus' name we pray. Have your seat in his presence and welcome to God's house. For our online visitors from Nigeria, everywhere, God bless you. It's good to be seen. We are not seeing you, but we are being seen. Hallelujah. So it's good to be seen. And for our friends who are worshiping on account of Auntie D. Oh, did I say Auntie D or D? Hallelujah. That's an inclusive term. I want to maybe identify with us. You know, for me, it's just D like that. But when I want to, like, identify with us, you know, I just make it look like it's our D. It's all of us. It's our D. To God be all the glory. Holy Spirit, help us. In Jesus' name. Amen. My dear family, there are multiplicity of lights. The Bible talks about the Father of lights. Describing God, the Father of lights, the multiplicity of it. In Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, he said something very more focused. Thy light. He didn't say our light. Glory be to God. Arise and shine. Say thy light. Hallelujah. So it was a more direct and intentional term. Thy light. There are different types of light. I'll quickly go through there and then we localize on the light in you. The first and the primitive one is the light of this world. It says it's a primitive light. Yeah, it's the base. We see that in John chapter 11 verse 9. John chapter 11 verse 9. It says, are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. Say primitive. Primitive. But guess what light tells? May it not be true that that's the one largest percentage of people live by. The light of this world. Look at the next verse. He said, but if any man walk in night, that is, the light of this world is taken away. It will stumble because there is no light. The light of this world. We see that creation in Genesis chapter 1 verse 14 when Bible says, let there be two lights in the firmament. You see this sunlight is the light of this world. Is the primitive, I don't know whether there's anything like most primitive, but it's a base. You know why? One day there will be no sun again. Are you here? There will be no sun again because sun was created. See what it says here. He says, and God said, let there be light. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 3, he talked about let there be light. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 14, he said, let there be light. So it wasn't a duplication. It's a different type of insight God is bringing into bear here. He said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day. Did you catch that? You remember what he says? The light of this world, right? To divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And you know how the oscillation of our galaxy determines the frequency of our days and time, right? Hallelujah. Look at the next verse, verse 15. Lighthouse, my prayer is that this won't be your light. Are you here? Because in Isaiah chapter 56, chapter 57, he said, the sun shall no longer be your light, nor shall the sun, the moon give thee light, but the Lord himself shall be thy light forever. He said, let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon where? You remember what he says, the light of this world? To give light upon this world. And it was so. Look at verse 16. Praise the Lord. Okay, let me. And God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule by night. He made the stars also. See, the light of this world is the sunlight that we see. The second type of light is the light of the world. Notice he didn't say the light of this world. The light of the world. We see that in Matthew chapter 5 verse 14. Matthew chapter 5 verse 14. He said, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill that cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. In verse 16 now says, let your light so shine. This second life type is the standard of corrective righteousness. Are you here? Corrective righteousness. When you practice a lifestyle that corrects people, then you are a light in the darkness of the world. You can't say all of us, everybody does that. Matthew, in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2, he said, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee and his glory. So you cannot take their pattern. Are you here? If you take their pattern, you put off your light. But your light will not be extinguished. I say your light will not be extinguished. He said, ye are the light of the world. In John chapter 8, verse 22, Jesus Christ referenced that too. He says, I am the light of the world. Because when he shines upon us, when he shines on us, we inherit the light that makes us luminous from him. Is the corrective standard of righteousness. It's not just practicing righteousness. It's a righteousness. You know how thankfully how we have come up here now and we talked about this faith, right? Now that's a light right there. When you see how she practiced her faith, that becomes a corrective standard of righteousness. Hallelujah. You cannot be practicing a lifestyle that is corrective, hidden. That's why the Bible says, let your light so shine. Nobody lights a candle and put it under a bushel, but you can put it. No, you are not showing off. People are only taking notice of your illumination. Give God the hand clap. Look at how he puts it in Philippians chapter 2, from verse 14. Listen to this. See what he said. He said, do all things without murmurings and disputing. People who put up a corrective standard of righteousness, they manifest in it how to go through without strain. If we are too strained and stressed, nobody wants to pattern his life like that. We are not corrective standard. But see what he says. Listen what he says. He said, do all things. Say, do how many things? My God. How many things are in all things? Say all things. My God. So just check what is not included. Huh? Everything, my people. Everything is okay until your wife asks you for money. Yeah, you know, you need help, I tell you. Oh, children are going to school, then you are tensed up. I share with you, we trust God to play our role. People, my dear family, you trust God to play your role. You don't outsource it. You don't say, if come upon you, you don't say, it's me alone. No, only people trust God to play their role. You think it's for fun they make you man? No, they make you man because of the available grace that accompany it. God will not demand from you what he did not prepare you to perform. Do all things without murmurings and disputing. Argue over penny. Oh, there was a bad man. Something happened recently. I needed to make a refund today. You know, she, no, hold on. You haven't heard this. You haven't heard it. This is really funny. You know, I needed to make a refund. She did something, and I needed to reimburse her for it. Then I gave her the exact reimbursement to the penny. Then she said, what money is this? What's this reimbursement for? I said, oh, it's for XYZ. Eh? So you gave me the exact. My people, I didn't dispute. I went back. I loaded it. Give God the anchor. By God. Yeah. Now that's how you be. That's how you play the role. Hallelujah. Now see what he said. He said, "Do all things without murmuring." I didn't say. What do you mean? Is it all five penny? And then everything just went on fire like that. No, you quench it. Say, I quench it. And she became happier for it. Great brother and cloud. Lighthouse, this is how we live. Okay? This is how we live. Now, see what you said. He said that ye may be blameless and harmless. Sometimes we don't want to be blamed, but we are harmful. You may win the argument, but you create damage. Have you left? Yeah. Not only must we be blameless, we must be what? Harmless. Sometimes you are not to be blamed, but to not so that there will be no harm. You play for that role. He said that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of your God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom ye should shine as light. Corrective standard of righteousness. Say that's me. Glory be to God. Corrective standard. You see, you cannot elevate today's lifestyle without a word that supports it. It's not something you copy and crop. No. That's how we live by the word of God. It's the word of God that regulates your activity. And that's what gives it meaning. Because one day you say, I'm tired. Oh, I've been doing it all these days. Now, you think I'm a fool? Daddy, it shocks me how people claim you think I'm a fool and they are playing the fool right there. Are you here? I have to close. Say, light of the world. Hallelujah. Your husband can take clue from you and change how he lives. 1 Peter chapter 3, my sister. He said, if some people can, they will not listen to the word. They will, without the word, be won, be changed. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. He said, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, you don't need to speak about everything to change everything. You can rise up a lifestyle that is corrective. He said, if they obey not the word, that they also without the word may be corrected or warned. That word conversation is the conduct. How the conduct of their wives. And don't limit it to wives alone because you say, oh, that's you they are talking about. Mommy, Satan is a bad man. We withdraw ourselves from anything that puts labor or burden on us to perform. No, you inherit it. You carry the burden. The change comes. I'll see you there. So how many tasks have we talked about? No, two. The light of this world, that's the sunlight, and the light of the world. Number three, the light of life. The Bible talks about that in John chapter 8, verse 21, verse 12. He said, if any man follow me, he will not walk in darkness, Jesus was talking, but shall have the light of life. The light of life. This light of life is the illumination that comes with salvation. Are you here? Your eyes are illuminated. Your understanding is enlightened. In 1 John, in John chapter 1, verse 4, the Bible talks about in him was life, and the life is the light of men. The light of men. And that light shine into their darkness. Not in the darkness of the sunlight that is withdrawn. In the darkness of a lifestyle upon which the gospel is shared. And the darkness does not know how this man changed. Haven't you seen somebody change so much? The family thinks is a setup. Look at verse 11, verse 7 of that scripture. Glory be to God. Let's go to verse 9, sorry. He said, that was the true light. Shaga, did you see that? That's why this light out there is not the true light, man. So you can't live long living on the sunlight. It's not even designed for that. You know what I'm saying? It's not designed for that. That was the true light. Say true light. True light. Hallelujah. True light. True light. That which lighteth every man. Shaga. It lightens you up. It illuminates your mind. It shines around you. You see clearly. You see better. You know more. The light of life. It's about that the Bible talks about in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. I have to close. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. He said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of what? Darkness into his marvelous light. Glory be to God. It's the light that shone at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Let's stand up on our feet. I have to close. The light of the body is the last one. And this is the Baba. It doesn't matter what light is shining around you. If the light in you does not catch, it's not illuminated. Bible says that the darkness remains. See what you say. And mommy, this is how you know who walks in the light. Are you here? A lot of people hear the gospel, but they don't really respond to it because there's no light in them. Isaiah 8:20. He said, to the law and to the testimony, if they walk not according to this word, it's not because the word is not shown to them, but because there's no light in them. Isaiah, did you see that? Yeah. The law is given. The administration of the truth is conveyed. How we should arrange and direct our steps. But if they did not align with them to the word that was spoken to them, the light is because light was shown to them, but it was not kindled. See how the Bible puts it. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. There is an arising of the day star in your heart, my people. Until day star, until light is kindled in our heart, darkness subsists. He said, well, so also we have a sure word of prophecy. The light in you is the light. The light of the body is the light in you. He said, we also have a sure more word of prophecy, whereby you will do well, that you take heed as unto a light that shine in darkness until the day dawn. And when the day star does what? Arise in your heart. See how the Bible, Jesus puts it. Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. Listen to this lighthouse. Bloody scripture. And that's not, you know where we got that from. Everything in the kingdom is blood washed. That's where, you know, not the one you call your son bloody for. No, you didn't do that here. Because the nearest memory we have is that abusive type. No, this is a heavenly, holy type. Everything is sanctified by the blood. So when I say it's a bloody scripture, it's a scripture you can that is sanctified. See what he said? He said, the light of the body, Shaga, the light of the body is the eye. Notice it didn't say eyes. Are you here? He said, if therefore thy eye be single, Shaga, thy whole body shall be full of light. Look at verse 23, I have to close. He said, if the light in you is dark, it doesn't matter what light is around you. He said, but if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of light. Look at the next sentence. Shall be full of darkness, I'm sorry. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, it does not matter what the light around you is. Let's lift up our hands to God. I have to close. I say, Lord, illuminate my spirit, man. Thank you for the light you shine around me. Thank you for what I hear about testimony. There is a light in you. Light out. If that light is not kindled, I'm so sorry to say, I don't mean it in a bad way. God will be helpless. Did you catch up? But God will not be helpless on our part. In the name of Jesus. I want us to receive grace from the Lord today. Lord, illuminate my spirit. Illuminate. Thank you for the light that is come. My God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Let the light you shone around me be lit within me. Hallelujah. Maro Shakabaya. Lord, I live. Yeah, that's why you cannot live here like we came. Because God will care to light our spirit, man, that you glow from inside. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. Let it be done as you have said it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I have the light of God in me. I have the light of God in me. I have the light of God in me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. How many of you were in service today?